Access Plaza. Once at the top of the stairs, you'll find yourself in the square of the entrance to the villa. In front of you, you will see the orange fountain, the manhole with the spirals, but you will most definitely have seen others along the way, and the villa on your right. Perhaps now it will be a little clearer who Grock was. A clown, an artist, but above all, as he was described by those who knew him, a dreamer, and therefore someone who, as Ennio Flaiano put it, has their feet firmly on the clouds. Before entering the villa, it would be interesting to gather a couple more details. To the left of the building, a little terrace softens the height of the wall and is decorated with funny and mysterious faces. You will surely recognize, in the face placed in the center, Grock's unmistakable iconic mask. Also present, among other things, at the top of the villa on the turret and in a midsection of the park on a medallion placed against the dry stone wall. The other faces, which embrace and surround the artist, are probably the faces of friends and colleagues from the circus. Their names are not known, except for one who was not part of the circus, but loved it and painted it. Yes, he happens to be a very famous artist. Look carefully. It is the face closest to the villa. Have you recognized him? Oh, yes, it is Picasso, and this tells us of a friendship that must have formed between the two artists. Picasso was not the only famous artist to know and admire Grock. Among other famous names of people who frequented him, it is worth remembering first and foremost Charlie Chaplin, but also Laurel and Hardy and many others. Just a moment before entering the house, take a walk around the east side of the villa. On the facade, it is possible to see a band decorated with symbols which many have imagined to be a kind of enigmatic and cryptic writing.